Okay, today's daf is Harias daf Yudalid. Last daf in Seder Nezikin. Last daf, Maseches Harias, and we continue with Yud Gimel Amabez. We're going to start with the first Y line, Tanu Rabbanan. But just first, one point on the earlier Gemara. The Gemara discussed earlier the different ways, different actions that cause Shichas HaTorah, the different actions that cause Zichron HaTorah. As we mentioned from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, thank you, he compiles all of them into one sefer called Sefer Zikaron. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, as we know, Kol Shocheach Dover Echad MiMishnaso HaRezim Mischayev B'Navsho. If somebody forgets something from their learning, they're Chayev Misa. If we read that, we kind of have Yeish. Like, what does that mean? HaRezim Mischayev B'Navsho. We all forget things. So, 2 points. Number one, the Brisker Rav writes in Pashas Vaschana, and he quotes Rechaim Yivalajan. He says that it's been medayik when exactly that Isser applies. That only applied bisman Torah Shebalpeh was really Balpeh. So therefore, if you forgot something, that was lost out of the entire Mesorah. That's why we say called Davarechan, if Shochech Davarechan mi Mishnaso. In the times before Torah Shebalpeh was written down, times of the Mishnayos, maybe before the Mishnayos, even after the Mishnayos, before the Gemara, because then if you forgot something, it was lost. But after the Torah was recorded, so then do your best to remember. But if not. So that's what the Brisker Rav writes in Parshas Vaschanan, so that we don't feel so bad. Obviously, we have to try to do whatever we can to remember things, but one should not think that if they forget something, HaRezim Mischayev B'Nafsho. Again, it might also mean just purely out of Atzlus. Somebody doesn't try to remember things. But if somebody remembers things and just once in a while forgets things, that wouldn't be so in that category. Also, in the Sefer Gnuzos HaParsha, which is a set of various farms talking about halachic issues related to the Parsha. So there in the Hakdama to his Sefer, he has three Sfarim out. Gnuzos HaParsha, and I forgot the other one. He writes it here. I don't remember what the other ones are. I have it at home. So he writes in the Hakdama the importance of writing Sfarim. He quotes the Shevet Musar. Al Yekal Beinei HaAdam Eiza Diber Sheyochol Lilmodo Eiza Chidish B'Torah Afilu Kishu Katan. Person shouldn't take lightly if somebody comes up with a little chiddush in Torah. Don't think it's nothing. Al yiktam lo be'enav. Ah, it's nothing. No. Eli yigadlehu v'yichashveyu be'enav. Should be chashiv in one's eyes. Somebody comes up with a chiddush, that should be chashiv. Dezeh mevio l'troch l'chadish od. It'll cause us and motivate us to do more and more. Ad sheyargu v'yichadish chidushim gedolim v'sodos nifloim v'yita b'kol ha'olamos netios v'ilonos gedolos. Right? Every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us come up with a chiddush, He gave us that. That was a special gift. And maybe He gave it to us to share with others. And then he says, that's the pshat of Ashri Misha Balakan, the Talmud of Yadu. The Gemara in Psachim and in Ksubis, the context is when Rabbi Shua ben Levi was going, it was time, and the Malach HaMavis came to him, he says, you know what, Kat, please have a month. I just want a chazer. So he's like, okay. So he gives him a month to chazer, and then he says, okay, I'm ready. And the Gemara says, oh, Ashri Misha Balakan v'Talmud v'Yadav. His Talmud is in his hands. That's the Gemara. But says the Gnuzos HaParsha, if you're a dyke in the language, v'Talmudo v'Yadav. His Talmud. Every single person in life has a special chelik of Torah. And therefore, we say, Sheibana Beis HaMikdash Meher B'Yameinu V'Sein Chal Keinu B'Sar Rasecha. We yearn for the time when it can be completed and fulfilled when Mashiach comes. But for Talmudo B'yado, we each have a special chelek and connection to Torah. V'dika Lomar Talmudo, Shemevi B'yado Kol Ma Shalama V'chidei Shalosh Shachachu. The case of Shachachu, you write it down. And he says, and that's what the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Kol HaShoyecheach Davar Mi Mishnaso. Dafka. It's personal. It's his Mishnah, not some the Gemara forgets. Like, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends you a Chiddush, helps us be Mechadish Tzadik, and then we keep it to ourselves and we don't share it with others, so then that is exactly when we are held accountable. We have to make sure that all of our special Mishnah is passed on from generation to generation and to the others. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shlach Kadosh in Hilchas Shabbos, that every Shabbos we have to be Mechadish something. Should be Mechadish. And even if we weren't Mechadish something, we should learn something new. Because after a Shabbos, our Neshama Yisera goes back to Shamayim, and they say, no, what were you Mechadish? Tell us a good vart. So we have to be Mechadish something new every Shabbos, so that we could be able to be proud and tell over the good vart of the Parsha. Okay, so that is just a couple of things related to Shechacha. Let's get back to where we are up to. Tanu Rabbanan. Says the Gemara on the first line. Kishahanasi nichnas kol ha'am omdim. When the Nasi comes in. That was this. Now he's talking about the Nasi when he's the head of the Sanhedrin. When he goes in, everybody stands up. Nechas kol amomtim. Then Yoshvin Asher Malem Shvu. They don't sit down until he tells them to sit down. Right, not only until he gets to his place, like we do nowadays, but he has to tell them, please sit down. Kisha'av Bezdin Nechnas, when the Avbezdin enters in, oh, why are we talking all about this now? Because the Mishnah spoke about Kibbutim, Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, all the Kibbutim that you give, so here we're talking about giving covet to the various people. So when the Asha'av Bezdin Nechnas, Osim Lo Shura Achas Mikan, V'Shura Achas Mikan, we make him two rows, one on each side, Asha Yeshvim Kamo, until he sits, and then he can sit down. Right, that's the covenant that we give to people today, because we until they get to their seat, and then they sit down. Kishach Chacham Nechnas, when a Talmud Chacham comes in, when one of the Chacham in the Sanhedrin, Echad Omid Echad Yoshev, Acha Yeshivim Komo. They stand up and they sit down, as long when they're within four amos of the person passing by, until he goes and sits down in his place, and then they can sit down. B'nei Chachamim V'Talmidei Chachamim. The children of the Chachamim and the Talmidei Chachamim, Buzman Sherabim Tzrichim Lahem, Mafsian Al Rashi Ha'am. The Gemara discusses elsewhere that the way that Shiurim used to be structured was that the Rav was in the front on some type of bench, and everybody else was sitting on the floor, around and in front of the Rav. So, in order to get to the front, you had to walk in between the people on the floor. It looked like you're stepping on their heads. So it's not so respectful. So usually, if you come late, you're stuck. You have to sit on the outside. You can't get closer in. But says the Gemara here, if it's the children of the Chachamim themselves, and the Talmidei Chachamim, and it's a situation where people generally need them, so then they're allowed to walk in. Mafsiyin al Rashi Ha'am. They're allowed to walk in, even though usually for other people we wouldn't allow it. Yatza, Litzarech. Let's say he has to go out. Rashi explains to go to the bathroom. Well, the Shir, somebody has to go out. Yatza, Litzarech. Yikanis v'yeshivim komo. So then he is allowed to go in and sit back in his spot. We'll get more to that meaning, even if you had to go to the bathroom, and you might have said he should have gone beforehand, and if you come back in, you can't disturb the shir in the middle. No, you're still allowed to go back to your spot. B'nei Talmidei Chachamim, Shememunim Alvihem Parnas Al HaTzibur, the children of Talmidei Chachamim, that their father is a leader of the Tzibur, Bizman Sheyesh Lahem Da'as L'Shmoa, when they're also somewhat Talmidei Chachamim, also Nechnasam B'Yoshem Lefei Avihem, they want to sit next to their father. So they go can sit in front of their fathers. Va'achoram klapi am. They can even have their backs to the am. You know, like a regular case, they sit in the front row and their backs are to the am. Bizman she'ein lahem das l'shmoa. But if they don't have such das, they're just going there to sit with their father. So then nichnasim v'yoshvim lefnei avihem openim klapi am. They can't have their backs to the am because that's inappropriate. Because why should they have more covet? The am shouldn't be looking at their back. Rabbi Lazar bar Rabbi Tzadok omer af bebeis hamishta osim osam snifim. Even at a wedding, you make snifim. You let him sit at the dais. Make certain areas close to where their fathers are. This is where yichus and connections comes in. If they're allowed, the children and the ones connected to the Talmidei Chachamim and the leaders are allowed to go in as well. Okay, that's a brisa related to covet you give to different people. Omar Mar continuing. Yatza Litzarech. Now we're going to talk about a couple of lines of the brisa. Yatza Litzarech. Nichnas v'yoshev v'mkomo. If he went out to go to the bathroom, he could go back to where he was sitting. Amar Papa lo amru elo k'tanim. This only means for k'tanim. If he had to go out and urinate, so that's when he's allowed to go back in. Because the Gemara assumes you can't know that always, right? It just happens. A person gets an urge in the middle of the shir. Avol gedolim lo, but not for gedolim, because havel lemivdak nafshim eikara. He should have checked beforehand if he had to go to the bathroom. If he didn't go, he didn't check himself properly. So therefore, if he had to leave, he can't go back and sit in his place. To Amar of Yehuda Marav, as Rav says, Lo olam yomar adam asma lahashkim lahariv, kidei shelo yisrachik. A person should accustom himself to go to the bathroom in the morning or at night, so that he doesn't have to go too far in the middle of the day, and therefore, disturb when he comes back in. The Shulchan Aruch talks about this in front of davening too. Before we daven, we're supposed to check ourselves to make sure that we don't have to go to the bathroom. What if, important halachas, what if we're in the middle of davening and then we have to go to the bathroom? Are we allowed to continue to daven? Where it talks, the Shulchan Aruch talks about, there has to be at least a certain amount of time that I would be able to hold it in, or else the davening is considered tfilaso toeva. If I wouldn't be able to hold it, if the second after I go to the bath, if I finish my esrei, I have to run to the bathroom, and it would be 2 minutes, I wouldn't be able to hold it in at all, I'd probably have to daven again. Tfilaso Toeva. Right? It has to be, that's not a davening. You're not in a state where one can daven. It's got to be in a state when I can hold it in at least a certain amount, and then I would be able to continue davening. What do you do in that case? Let's say a person's in the middle of Shema, and they have to go to the bathroom. What do you do with the brachas? What do you do with Shema? It's important halachas to know, but the message being, as the Shulchan Aruch writes, we have to check beforehand to try to make sure the best that we can in order to go to the bathroom before it. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Arizal, that the Arizal had some stomach issues. Sometimes that's why he couldn't come and sit in davening with his house and tefillin on for a long time before davening. So that's why. So if somebody has a stomach issue, he should realize that he's not alone. And the Arizal also, he just had to go daven, and then right after davening, do what he needed to do. Okay, continuing. Omar, who is this? Omar Rava. Ha idna the chol sha'alma afilu gdolim nami. Nowadays, the world has become weak. We don't have such control of our bodies, and therefore, even for gdolim, right, the bodies aren't as the same as they were. Nishtanu ativim, even in the times of the earlier Amoram and the later Amoram. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik Omer, what we said in the Brisa, afem es hamishto osim osam snifim. They used to make him places to sit in at the wedding. Amar Rava b'chayi avihem b'fnei avihem. Only when their father was there. When the father was there, so then they'd be able to take it. If somebody's just a child of a Rav who's not at the wedding, then you don't have to give him that. You don't have to give him that coven. Also, I saw the Achron in the Be'er Sheva says that Bizman Azem, maybe all these halachas of the bathroom don't apply. You never saw anybody who's in the middle of a shiur goes to the bathroom but doesn't come back in. Again, we have to use our heads. If we're sitting in the front row in a shiur and then we go out, it might not be wise to be able to come back into the front because it's disturbing for the Magid shiur. But the Be'er Sheva says that Shatam Zeh Shayach Rach Bizmanam Shlohayu Batikisos V'Yitzrichim Alechas Lasada. They had to go out to the field. U'Mishem Kach Amru Shadam Yisragel Espanos Betzkilas Halayla. So he doesn't have to go out in the middle. Mikol Makom Af Bizmanenu, you should try to do your best for Nikias for Tefillah, but if not, one can come back in into the shir. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. A lot of the halachas of bathrooms change Bizman Azeh, right? Just walking into a bathroom, right? Is that does that one have to wash their hands? The Gemara in Brachas talks about Persian plumbing. So that the bathrooms that have plumbing, so it might not have the status of a Beis HaKisei, in terms of what one is allowed to do in there, what is one allowed to bring inside there, does it have the status of a bathroom, is one allowed to do Netilas Yadayim in the bathroom, just saying the bracha outside, so that is various halachas having to do with the plumbing in those days and the plumbing Bizman Azeh. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara, Bimei Reb Shimon Gamliel Nishas Bishnazu, in the following story happened in the time of Reb Shimon Gamliel. Reb Shimon Gamliel Nasi. Reb Shimon Gamliel was the Nasi. He was the head of the Sanhedrin. So he was the top. He was in the top position. Rabbi Meir Chacham. Rabbi Nasan Av Bezdin. Rabbi Meir was the Chacham. He was the Talmud Chacham, one of the greats. And Rabbi Nasan was the Av Bezdin. So Kiev Reb Shimon Gamliel Hasam. Whenever Reb Shimon Gamliel used to come in, Haivi Kaimi Kule Alma Mikame. Everybody stood up. Shimon Gamliel, he was the head. Kavi Eili, Reb Meir Reb Nasan. Haivi Kaimi Kule Alma Mikamayu. And when the Reb Meir Reb Nasan came in, they also stood up in front of them. Amar Reb Shimon Gamliel, lo bo lemehevi hakeira bein dilulu dilhu. Isn't it appropriate for there to be some kind of difference? Let's assume this is not said out of gaiva, but it's said out of the respect for the position. Reb Shimon Gamliel saying it, maybe even after I pass on, there should be a certain difference in terms of the kavod given to the nasi, in terms of the kavod given to the chacham, different levels. Reb Shimon Gamliel wasn't in it for his own personal kavod, so he said, it should be that there should be some type of difference. So takin hamas nisa. So he was masakein the brisa. I mean, he was masakein different levels of kavod that is shown to the chacham. Right, the brisa, that's the first line that we read, first wide line, that when the nasi comes in, everybody stands until he tells them to sit, and everyone else, they just form two rows. There's a difference. So Reb Shimon Gamliel was masakein that brisa, those laws. So Ahu Yoma, Lohavir Meir Reb Nasan Hasam, when he made that rule in the Beis Medrash, he made it put a clap on the beam and he said, everybody what to do. It just so happened that Reb Meir Reb Nasan weren't in shir that day. They weren't in the Beis Medrash when that happened. So Lamachar Kiyasu, when they came in the next day, Chazu, they saw to Lokava Mikamayo Kidirigla Milsa. They saw that something's afoot. They saw that there's a new law in town, and the people don't stand up for them as they did earlier. So Amri Maihai, they said, what's going on here? Amru Lahu, Haki Tekner Shon Gamliel. The Nasi told us, this is what has to be done. We can't show you as much kavod as we have shown you in the past. Basically what they told them. Omer Rabbi Meir or Reb Nasan. So Rabbi Meir says to Reb Nasan, Anach Chacham, v'at Av Bezdin. Look who we are. What's he doing? It's hard to understand that this conversation, that they were out there for their covid. You know, what's he doing? Maybe they were also for, what do you mean, the Av Bezit should also, what's the difference as a little lesser covet? Maybe also after the position. Niskan Milsa, let's fix this thing. Ki l'didon, for ourselves. So my Nevele, what should we do? So name Alei, let's tell him, Gale Uksim, Dolesle. Give us a shear on Mesechus Uksin, please. Because they knew that Rav Shmuel Gamliel was not the expert in Mesechus Uksin. So it's interesting. See, after the Shemaya, we're in the last Masechta in Shas Bavli Seder Nezikin, and quoted on this daf, not the last daf, the second to last daf, is the last Masechta in all of Shas.
Why didn't they talk to him first?
Why didn't they talk to him? I don't know. Maybe they thought he would say no.
This is very
sounds like that they realized that he would not listen to them, and he thought that the Nasi should have a certain level of covet. And
without a conversation.
You don't know. I mean, you could ask the Kasha on Yitzchak and Rivka either. Why didn't they talk to each other? Right? Same, but you're right. You're right. Why didn't they just say it to him? Sounds like they didn't have that kind of relationship. Right, Rabbi Gamliel himself and Rabbi Yeshua. I mean, they tried to talk, but this is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Yeah. Okay, so let's see what happens. Vakima de lo gamar. So let's ask him to give a shiur on Uksin in front of everybody. And then, once, because he doesn't know it, namely, let's tell him then the drasha, mi yimalel gvuros Hashem yashmiya kol tehilaso. Who could praise Hashem, the gvuros Hashem, who is the one who is fitting to be mashmiya all of his praises? So he darshan, lemi na'el lemalel gvurot Hashem, who is the one fitting to praise the gvurot Hashem, to give praise to Hashem? Misha yachol hashmiya kol tehilasof. Somebody who's able to be mashmiya all of his tehilos, meaning somebody who's bucky in everything. If you're bucky in everything, then you should be the Rashi, then you should be the head. You should be the nasi. So I'm sorry if you can't give a shir Masechus Uksin. So I guess none of us bizman hazeh will be mashmiya kol tehilaso. Right? We're working on Shas Bavli. Then we got to work on Uksin also. You could do Dafyomi from today till tomorrow. You still won't do Uksin. Right? So we have to make sure we do Mishnayos too. So Navre vihave. So we will, once he can't do, we won't be able to give us the answer. Navre, we will remove him from his post. Vihave ano avbez vihanasi. You'll be the Nasi. And then, you know, he'll want his rules, but you'll be the Nasi. Good. So that was their plan. Sheminu Rabbi Yaakov ben Karshi. I guess they weren't too quiet. You know, Chavrus is always over here, the other Chavrus is next to them. So Rabbi Yaakov ben Karshi heard what was going on. Amar, he said to himself, Dilma chas v'shalom as yemils lede kisufa. It's going to be so embarrassing for the Nasi. I can't let this happen. But I don't want to tell on them, you know, directly. So what did he do? Also, Yasid Achorei Ilasei Der Shugam Liel. He went to sit right outside the door. Shugam Liel was in the attic learning, so he went to sit right outside the door of Shugam Liel, and he started learning out loud Maseches Uksin. Pashat, he spread himself out. Garas, he started learning. Vitana, Garas, Vitana, he started learning Uksin. So Shugam Liel overhears this outside his door. He's like, who's learning Uksin outside my door? Omar, my de kamo, what's in front of me? Doma chas v'shalom, ika be'medrash amidi. There's something afoot in the Beis Medrash. This must be a sign from God. Right? The greats understand that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It must be a message. So, Yav Daiti V'Garsa. So, he spent the rest of his day learning Maseches Uksin. He took it as a simon. Lamachar, the next day, Amrulei, they said, oh, Nesi Marvinichsi B'Uksin. Give us a share of Maseches Uksin, please. He said, no problem. Pasach V'Yamar. So, he got up and gave a whole shear. Basar De'okim. And after he put up, after he finished, Amar Lahu, he said to them, Ilo Gamirna, if I wouldn't have learned it yesterday, Kasefitinon, you would have, it would have been a terrible embarrassment. Pakitz, he commanded, Vafkinul Bimebedisha, they threw him out of the base matters. Remeir and Rabnasan were not invited back into Shir. Havikasfi, so what used to happen? They used to sit outside the door. It's amazing. They were thrown out of the base matters, but where'd they go? They went to the street? They went to hang out? No, what'd they do? They sat outside the Beis Medrash and threw questions in on pieces of paper. Right? The connection to Torah was, this was all, okay, a personal issue they had. Doesn't stop them from learning. Unbelievable. Havi Kasvi Kushyasa Bepiska. They used to write down their questions on a petek. Vashadu Hasan, they threw it in. They threw it over the fence. They threw their questions into the Beis Medrash. Tahavi Mifrak. Mifrak, whatever was able to be answered was able to be answered. Delavi Mifrak, whatever couldn't be answered, Kasi Piruke Vishadu. Right? They said, okay, you give up. They threw the answer in too. That's what they did. They were sitting outside. This was going on. Doesn't say how long. So Amar Lahu, Just the Mesiras Nefesh for Torah, you see also. Amar lahu Rabbi Yossi, Torah mi b'chutz v'anu mi b'fnim. Rabbi Yossi says, this can't continue. The Torah is standing outside and we're inside? What is going on here? So Amar lahu Shubha Gamliel, fine. Na'ilin hu, bring him back in. Mihu, niknesin hu. But we're going to find them, how? D'lo nemru shmaitza mishmaihu. We will not quote anything in their name. Any of their statements, we won't quote in their name. Asikul Rabbi Meir Achirim. Whenever it says Achirim in a brisa, that's Rabbi Meir. They call them Achirim, not Acher, Achirim. Ulu Rabbi Nasan, Yeshomrim. So they anonymized them, if that's a word. Right? So that's what they took away their personal statements. Achilu b'chalmayu. So that night they saw, and after they came back to the Beis, they saw in a dream, Zilu Paisu. They saw in a dream that should go be mafias them. Or Reb Shimon Gamliel. Reb Nasan Azar, Meir Lo Azar. Reb Nasan says, took it as a message, and Rabbi Meir didn't. It's a whole, another big issue. How much could you take dreams, how much could you paskin from dreams? Or a different message in a dream. We touched on it in Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, there's a Hagos Ashri. It's in the same volume here. Avodah Zarah, there's a Hagos Ashri, which talks about, right here in Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis, Simon Mem Aleph. It says there, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid Omar, Komi Sheyochal Barbuta, Lo Yizka Lechol of Yasan. Certain type of fish, and called the Barbuta. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid says, if you eat the Barbuta, you won't be eating Lo of Yasan, so enjoy it now. V'pamachas itiru Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim one time said, Matir Barbuta. V'omru Lo Bachalom Shehitir Shratzim. And in the chalom, he was pictured feeding shratzim to Klal Yisrael. The chazarbo, the asro. So he woke up in the morning and he asred it. The chalat posig me la'achlo yanuchu brachas al rosho. We got a special brach via eating it. So that's a that goes as we quoted about. What do you mean? The Gemara in Brachas, there are different lines. The whole last parak in Brachas talks about dreams. Some lines say tirei chalom was lo malam lo maridin. Right, chalom was or nothing. Other Gemaras seem to say that dreams have something, some level of nevuah. So to speak. Sometimes dreams, most of the times dreams don't make sense to us. Right? It's not a real reality. But you see, there are some cases, some examples, and throughout Shas, that you see they pass it from a dream. In the Hakdama to Taras Habayis, Rav Avadi Yosef writes, that's his Sfarim on a three-volume set on Hilchas Nida, so he writes there that one time he fell asleep on his Gemara, and he saw, I forgot to look it up, I think it was the Ben Ishchai. It was the Ben Ishchai, he was talking to the Ben Ishchai in his dream. And he asked the Ben Ishchai, he says, I'm crazy busy. Learning, politics, there's so much. Should I just do one? So the Ben Ishchai says, no. Got to do. Continue being involved in whatever you can in life. And then he woke up from his dream. So he said, that's why he tries to be involved in everything in the world, because the Ben Ishchai was machazik in that he could keep learning, it's not affecting him. Okay, that was the dream that he wrote. So if you learn that much Torah, I guess you get visits from the Ben Ishchai. Okay, here we go. So that's the dream. So here, there was a machlokas. Rav Nasan Meir, whether they took the dream to heart or not. Rav Meir did not go Amar, because he says the Gemara in Brachas also derech halom was lomalam v'lo maritin. Good. Ki also Rav Nasan came there to apologize or to try to make up. Amar le Rishim Gamlio nehi dahanu lacha kamra da'avuch lemevi av bezdin shavidoch nami nasi. Rishim Gamlio basically says to him, what are you doing? What are you doing? Your kamra da'avuch, that means the gold belt of your father. Meaning your yichus. You're the Av Bezdin. You have to try to trip me up to become the Nasi? Be happy in the position that you're in. You don't have to try all these, right? Realize that, be happy, sameach b'chalkecha in life in your position. Okay. Period. So what happened? So Masdi Le, Rebbe, Reb Shimon Bray. So Rebbe, whenever he taught Reb Shimon his son, he said, Achirim Omrim. When it was Rabbi Meir, he quoted the name of Achirim. What did he quote? The Brisa Meseches, the Mishnah Meseches, Bechoros. Ilu haya tmura, lo haya karev. So that's a line that we don't have the whole conversation. That's the last line of the conversation. What's the case? Rashi quotes it. The Mishnah Meseches Bechoros. We know that by Meiser Behema, we have to give the tenth of every sheep of ours in order, as a carbon. So Meiser, we bring it to the Yerushalayim, and we let the sheep go through the fence. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 10, we color with some red paint, and that is the tenth. That is a Meiser. What happens, asked the Mishnah, if a person makes a mistake? When number 9 went through, he called a tenth, and he put the red line on it. When the tenth one went through, he got all mixed up and flustered, so he called that ninth. And then when the 11th one went through, he called that tenth again. So what's the halacha? So they all have a special status, because two of them were called tenth, and one of them was really tenth. So they all have a special status. So Rashi says, that's the case. Look at the bottom Rashi. You give them all a base. Karol, the Shia Siri, La Siri, Chi, La Chalasar Siri, Shlashton Mikudashin. They're all Kadosh. Rashi says, Hatshi Nechal Bamumo. The ninth one is Nechal, if it gets a mum, meaning it has the status of Meiser. You're not makriv it as Meiser, because it was only the ninth, but it has a Chaloshay Meiser. Interesting lumdus. What's the status of each of these? But it has the status of Meiser that you have to wait till it gets a mum to eat it. V'ha'asiri Meiser. The tenth one is really Meiser, because that was really the tenth one. V'yachanasar Karv Shlamim. The 11th one, which you call tenth, that's Hukrav as a Karv Shlamim. Hukrav as a Karv Shlamim. V'oseihu Temura. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. That number 11, if you are Meimir, right, if you try to substitute a different carbon for that number 11, so that extra carbon they try to substitute becomes a tumura. Right, we know the halach of tumura, there's a nisa daraisa to try to switch the carbonus, and then there's a misa zaseh, which is a knas, and that is if you try to do it, they're both holy. So, that's what Rav Meir says. The only issue is that the Chachamim argue with Rav Meir, and they say there's a principle called ein tumura osa tumura. It stops. Only one tumura can make another tumura. Meaning if I have a carbon A, I have a carbon, and I have tumura, another animal I tried to switch, so now this other animal is tumura. What if I try to switch tumura with that second animal? Doesn't work. Tumura only comes one. From the original Hakdasha, it can expand to one other carbon, but not two other carbonas. So the Chachamim say to Rebbe Meir that this number 11, that's considered a tumura carbon. So it shouldn't be able to make another tumura. That's what the Chachamim say to Rabbi Meir. You can't say number 11, which was called 10, can recreate Tzemura, because that itself is kind of a substitute for the regular Meiser. Rabbi Meir says back, no, that's not a Tzemura carbon, because after all, Ilu, now we have the line of our Gemara, Ilu, Haya Tzemura, if it would be a Tzemura, Lo Haya Karev, it wouldn't be Karev in this circumstance. It wouldn't be Karev from the in this context of Meiser. So that was just the quote why it's brought here. It's because it says Acherim Omrim. That's why, but that's Reb Meir Shita, and you see that Rebbe told Reb Shimon, his son, don't say Rebbe Meir, call it Acherim. Call it Acherim. So now we have Amar Lo. So Rebbe Shimon turns to his father and says, Mihem Halalu, Shemimeim Anushosim, Ushmosim, Einanu Maskirim. Who are these people that we drink from their waters and we don't mention their names? The Marsha said he knew who it was. He knew who these people were, but he was just trying to tell his father, enough already. Let's call them by their names. Amarlei, b'nei Adam shebikshu laka kvotcha, kvot beit savicha. What do you mean? It was people who took advantage. It was people who took advantage of your father's house, and right, then this was the family, Rabbi and Reb Shimon. This was the same family line. So Amarlei, so Reb Shimon says back to his father. So you know what it says in Kohelas? Gam ahavasam, gam sinasam, gam kinasam, kfar avada. What do you mean? They're all dead already. We're all dead already, enough! Sinna, Ava, Kina, it passes. We should say that it doesn't exist anymore. Amar Lehi, he answers, no. Ha'oyev tamu, charavos lanetzach. The enemy might pass on, but the charavos, the churban, the ruins that it was caused, was forever. And therefore, it should be, I can't change it. So the son continues. What do you mean? Hanimi lehechadanu masayu. You could say the ruins are there if they accomplish something. Here they didn't even accomplish anything. They tried to do it, and it was caught anyway. They didn't trip him up. So therefore, rabbanu lo hanimi masayu. These rabbanu, they didn't accomplish anything, and therefore you should take it back. So he accepted his son's tochacha. By the way, this is also he didn't tell his father you're wrong. You're not allowed to tell your father you're wrong. He alluded to him. He quoted a pasuk in Kohelas. So we know the Shulchan Aruch says if a person is pointing something out to his father, he can't say it b'feirsh. So Hadarasi le Amru Mishum Rabbi Meir Eloi Tzemura Lo Haya Karev. So he changed it to Amru Mishum Rabbi Meir. Amar Rava, but Rava points out it even switch it totally. Afilu Rabbi the Anvesana who even Rabbi who was a tremendous anav Tana Amru Mishum Rabbi Meir Amar Rabbi Meir Lo Amar. He didn't even call Rabbi Meir. He just said, they say in the name of Rabbi Meir. He didn't even go all the way. Even though Rabbi was such a tremendous anav, he didn't go all the way. It's just quoting Rabbi Meir. What do you know? Rabbi was such a tremendous anav. The last Mishnah in Sota. Last Mishnah in Sota says that the whole list of when certain people died, certain midos left the world. So the Mishnah there says, Mishemes Rabbi, Batlanava. Batlanava. That's what the Gemara says. What about the last line in Sota? What does the Gemara there say? You remember it? What? What do you mean? Vihaika ana. Right, Rav Yosef says, "What do you mean? When Rebbe died, another passed on. What about me? Like I know." So the Gemara says, "Okay, The Gemara gives an answer. He says, Lotisni Rabbi Dika Ana. So the Gemara says there was a Tana named Ana. But we like to say that the, they quote Shem, that Rav Yosef himself was blind. And Rav Yosef, a few times in the Gemara, forgot his learning, and his Talmidim had to remind him of his learning again. So therefore, what Rav Yosef is saying is that, look at my life, and you'll realize humility. Look at my life, that who knows what tomorrow is going to bring. That brings you, we think I'm around top of the world. Rabos machshavos b'levish. People plan, and God has other plans. So therefore, I want you to realize that that brings humility. So that's the Deika Ana. But Rabbi really was the last person. Rav Yosef says, from my life, you can learn it. It's an interesting tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov. Yaakov Reicher, 1700s. There was a case that they wanted to bury somebody next to his father. The problem is, on the other side where he would be buried, one side would be his father, the other side would be somebody that hated him. A sone. So is there any problem or issue burying between a father and a son? It's your father. You want to be next to your father, but the other side was a sone. Chelek beisim and sadek vav. Binyin kfuras meisim. Sherotza look for a mace. Echad Eitzel Avosav, Rachi Mitzad Echad, Nikbar Mishaya Sono, Imimanu Bishvil Zemi Lakavar Eitzel Avosav. You have to not bury him there. Tshuva! What does it have to do with us? You'll see in a second. Vadai, Im Efshel Akayim Shneyem, if you can bury him on the other side of his father, that's best. Mutav, Dahain Lakavar Oso Eitzel Avosav, Mitzad Echer, Velo Eitzel Sonom, that's the best. Because there's a part of the review that Chassid quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Shein Likbar Beis Mesim Yachad, Shei Sonom Zedzeh. Right? You shouldn't Lachadchila do it. Shein Lakavarim Yachad, Sha'af, B'mosam ein lehem menucha yachad. Okay, that's what Rav Yudah Chassid says. So it's best to get out of it. Ah, heicha di'ef shel kavar eitzel avosav. But if there's no choice, ein brera, this is the only plot, the only space left in the cemetery. Im lo ben yezesh yikvar eitzel sono, hayanira lechora lomar, de'adiv lidchos zem ipnei zeh. Should be doche it, and the importance of kever avos should be doche. Why? Lefisha kfuras avosav, matzinu beferish bekra, shekpidu ba'avos ha'olam, because being buried in a family plot, that's in the Torah. V'shachavti imavosei, kfaratani b'kfurasam, Yaakov Avinu, tells his sons. Masha'ekin kfuretz al sonav, the halacha that you're not allowed to be right next to a sonay, lo nimse iser gamar b'shach, that's a Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Right, that's not found in Shas. V'yadarabba, just the opposite. Matzinu, gam sanasam, gam kinasam, kfaravadu. Kedisa beharias daf yadalin. Shas Yaakov didn't know the last daf in Harias, right, and he lived before the days of daf Yomi. Right, so he says, it's our pasuk. Our pasuk is that you don't have to worry about it. Ivra calls them a meizes shenikvar achshav mutar lutcho zeb beizes. Therefore, you can do it. Achena meisa rishon shekvar nikvar. The problem is, so fine, the one who's being buried now is going to be mochel because he wants to be buried next to his father. But what about the one who's already in the ground? He's not mochel. I don't care if you want to be next to your father. I want to be next to you. So he says, nira ink peida, if it's after a year. After you'd be schodesh, after the first person was buried. The first year, the neshama is still around, and maybe there is more to discuss. But if it's already 12 months later, shadam, adayin yishlachosh, within 12 months, shasinema kalkelos as a kfura. Right, sinema kalkelos as a shura. Usually we have the Rashis. He's playing on words. Sinema kalkelos as a kfura. She'ein lo menucha heimenu. Vashayki nacha yud be schodesh, shekvar nacha, Shakta hakol ein kan chash klal min ames arishon rak mishu meizesh nikbar achshav vaday tov v'likbar yisrael avosav v'chulu hakatan Yaakov. Right, as Yaakov Reicher says that related to the pasuk in our Gemara. Okay, we continue now. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, first wide line. What is this doing here? We're about to talk about which is greater, Sinai or Ofer Harim. The Gemara comes up at the end of Brachas also. So the Be'er Sheva says, this is brought here, Zeo Mishum She Rabbi Meir V'Rabbi Nasan Ola Al Daitam L'Haver Shub Mishum Gamliel Minisiyuso. Remember, they wanted to remove Rabbi Shum Gamliel from his Nisiyas because he wasn't Sinai Kamosam. He didn't have the Bekiyas. He didn't know Oksin. So this story comes and says, Oker Haram Adif. Right? Oker Haram Adif. Who says Sinai is Adif? Right? Heim Savar She Sinai Adif. Rabbi Shum Gamliel Savar She Oker Haram Adif. Right, that was the machloket. That's what this has to do with the previous gemara. It has to do with that story. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Pligibar Rav Shimon Gamliel Rabbanan, Chad Amar Sinai Adif. One says Sinai. What's Sinai? So it's usually interpreted as Bekiyas. Sinai, a wide range. Why is that called Sinai? Because Sinai is like a desert. It's very wide, and therefore that's Bekiyas. Chad Amar Oker Haram Adif. The other one says no. The one that uproots mountains is Adif. Machlokas, which is which? Two thoughts. What is the definition of Sinai? What's the definition of Ochre Harim? First, the Nitziv. The Nitziv in the Merom Sada says, no, you know where these words come from, Sinai and Ochre Harim? There were two times that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah. The Moshe Rabbeinu limeid, lomad v'libeid liyisrael, ba'oel moed, Torah shebal peh, halachas psukos. When Moshe Rabbeinu first came down from Har Sinai, no moed, he gave us the Torah. He gave us the straight halacha. V'zeh mikri hakol mi-Sinai. That's called Sinai. You know what Sinai means? Bekias, it means straight halacha. It means the wide-ranging, the vast corpus of halacha. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu gave at Sinai. D'sham kibel ha-halacha kasher hi v'limdan ba'olam oed. That's what it says. Aval ba'arvos moav. But right before he went into Eretz Yisrael and Arvos Moav, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Be'er es ha-Torah. He explained it all. The depth, the lumdis. Pilpula shel Torah. And when did that take place? That took place right after the story of Oz Yashir Yisrael Be'er Chafarua Sarim. Remember the Jews were hiding on top and the mountains got uprooted and went next to each other. The Gemara talks about the beginning of the ninth parak in Brachas. Rashi quotes it in the Ala Torah that the mountains got up and they killed all the enemies, right? The crevices in the certain mountains were filled in by the rocks in the other mountain. So after all of that Akiras Harim took place, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu explained the whole Torah. That's why that stage is called Ochre Harim. Ochre Harim is after the Ochre Harim. V'hine haschola zeh ha'inyan heichal asher akiras harim is v'heid v'sufa. V'shimachi nekra baki balachas pshutos Sinai v'charev Ochre Harim. So it says in Nitziv, it has nothing to do with the content of those words. It has to do with when it took place. Sinai Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Beferish Torah straight, and the later one explained it. Ochre Harim was later, that was when he gave the pilpul. The Me'iri, the last page of Me'iri in Harius. He says, what does Sinai mean? It doesn't just mean you know Bekias. You can know all of Shas. If you don't know how to translate it Lamaisa, that's not called Sinai. That's not what Klal Yisrael needs. As we're about to see, Klal Yisrael needs Sinai, the one who has the vast knowledge. It doesn't just mean you know Shas. A lot of people could know Shas as the Meiri. It means you could translate it. V'dafka sha'af al pishenim afu pol kol kach hu baki pipirushan shalalach hu's b'masha yosi behen v'yesh lo b'chinos dimyon ha'dvarim zu bazu v'hotzaz davar mitok davar karaui avo mi she'en biyado ala sugyas ha'talmud stuur b'fiv. I know Shas by heart. V'yein biyado derech psak. You can't translate it. U'b'china b'dimyono zu b'havanas davar mitok davar. Eino bechlal Sinai klal velo bechlal baal hora. Wow, velo od elishet tzarech lihizayer mehorasam harbe. You also says the Meir, you got to be careful. If somebody knows all of Shas but never opened up in a Shulchan Aruch, you got to be careful because they'll paskin from the Gemara and they won't be able to translate it. Achi yifalsu misha moznav meuyanot v'sich lozach lachrias akaf leechan mitzdadav u'mikol makom achi misha balakan v'tamuda biyado. I mean, it's good to know Shas by heart, but you just can't use that as the one what the Gemara is talking about. So which is greater than a machlokas? Rav Yosef, Sinai. Rav Yosef was Sinai. He had the vast knowledge. Rabba Ocher Harim. Rabba was the one who was the lamdish. Shalchu l'taman, ezame kodim, sent to Eretz Yisrael. Which is greater? Shalchu luhu, Sinai adif, damar mar, hakol tzricha l'marechatya. Right? Everybody needs the master of the wheat. Everybody needs the one who knows it all, Marechatia. So some Achronim say, connected to what we spoke about for the Brisker Rav, maybe Sinai was more important at the time when Torah Shebal Peh was Torah Shebal Peh. That's why you really need a Sinai. There's no Svarim to look in. Nowadays, when there are Svarim, maybe that's different. Maybe Ochre Harim is also important, or just as important. Right? It's even Alach Lamaisa, the Pisachei Tshuva, I think, quotes in Hilchas Malamdin, that the Shulchan Aruch says that you're not allowed to paskin unless you ask in front of your Rebbe. So we paskin. What does that mean? Bizman hazeh. You can't paskin without looking in the sefer first, because the svarim are our rebbeim. That's why we might not have the status of Rebbe Muvik bizman hazeh, because most of our knowledge comes from one person. It comes from a lot of svarim. Sometimes it does come from one person, but many of us do not have a Rebbe Muvik, because most of our knowledge comes from svarim that we have, unless we have rov chachmaso from a certain person. So maybe also the marechatia was more important in the days of Torah Sheval Peh. But vavilu hakilo kibur of Yosef alei. Even though it was true that Sinai is greater, they didn't accept Rav Yosef as the Rosh Hashiva. Rav Yosef did not accept to be the Rosh Hashiva. He said, no, he was humble. Malach Rabba Eser v'tarti shnin. First Rabba was Rosh Hashiva for 22 years. V'hadar Malach Rav Yosef. And only after that, Rav Yosef became Rosh Hashiva. The Kalshani Demalach Rabba, and all the years that Rabba was a Rosh Hashiva, Rav Yosef, afilu umna lebeisei lechalef. Rav Yosef didn't even call the blood letter to his house. What does that mean? Rashi quotes two pshatim. He didn't want to like use his connections. Yeah, no, the Rosh Hashiva, I'll come to your house to do bloodlet. You don't have to come to me. No, Rav Yosef didn't say, no, I'm coming to you. That's number one. Or number two, he didn't even have the bloodletter because he was so busy serving Rabbah. That's why he didn't have time to have any bloodletting. Two pshatim in Rashi. Abayev, Rabbah, Rav Zeh, Rav Rabbah, Masna, Havi Yasvi, they were all sitting together. V'havi Tzrichi Reisha, and they needed a head. The Tosa Rosh says, they were all asking questions on each other. They needed somebody to prepare the shir. Who was going to be the Magid shir? That's pretty a great lineup. Abaya, Rava, Reb Zera, Reb Abba, Masna. Who was going to be the Rebbe? So, Amri, called Amri Mil Sevelo Mifrich, whoever could ask, say something, and nobody can ask kashas on it, Levi Resha. He'll be the Rosh Hashiva. Let somebody say something. Dekulu Ifrich, all of them said something, and it was batted down. Da Abaya Lo Ifrich. Abaya said something, and it was not Hufrach. Chazia Rabba La Abaya, Degoveresha, Rabba saw that Abaya should be in the position, should raise himself up, Amalei, so Rabba says, no, Nachmeni, Pasach Ve'ema, get up and give your shir. Open up and start talking. So really, as we see from this Gemara also, that Abaya's real name was Nachmeni. Why is that? How do you know that Abaya's real name was Nachmeni? So Rashi, Maseches Gittin, gives one shot. But look here, Rashi said, Abaya Karlu Nachmeni. But where is it? Tosa Rosh here on the left side, quotes Rav Haigon, which is the more well-known shot. Pirsh Rav Haigon, the Abaya Nachmeni Shemo. Umefarshinim Bakama Duchti Begamara. The why was he Vikima Davi Shmo Nachmeni Kishema Vuhei de Rabba? Since Nachmeni was Rabba's father's name, Lohavi Karlo, but Kol Shnosam Nachmeni B'Shem Avui. Else covered for his father, he didn't want to call his good friend Nachmeni, because that was his father's name. So he made up a nickname for him, Ella, Dahavi Karile Abaya. He called him Abaya, Beloshin Arami, Ka'adam Shekorei Avi. Abaya is like my father, for the word Avi. V'Salik Le Abaya. And that's what he took. Okay, Hafi Adkan, that name stuck. The name Abaya. We've said in the past also that maybe Abaya stands for a pasuk in Navi, Asher Becha Yerucham Yasom. Abaya was an orphan, and he grew up in the house of Rabbah, so Asher Becha Yerucham Yasom is also what Abaya stands for. The Rambam codifies this. The Rambam says, if I have a good friend that has the same name as my father, am I allowed to call my friends by that name? So the Rambam says it depends how common the name is. If it's a very unusual name, I don't know, if your father's name is Zerubbabel, you know, something like that, I don't know what would be an uncommon name. You know, if it's a very common name, then you don't have to worry about it. But if it's an uncommon name, so what are the Rambam's examples? Yirali. So Yirali. This is the Rambam's own distinction, but it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. She'ein nizar b'kach ela b'shem shu pali. She'ein ha'kol dashin bo. Abel ha'shem l'shekorin b'han kol ha'am. But the names that everybody uses, Kagon. What were the common names in the time of Rambam? Kagon. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron. V'chayotze b'han. So interesting, we mentioned those names weren't common in the days of the Gemara. Right? There's no Rebbe, there's a Rebbe Yitzchak or Rebbe Yaakov, but not Moshe. Right? There's no Moshe. No Avram, so v'chayotze b'hen, b'achol ha'shon u'v'achol zman, kari b'hen l'achayrim shalom b'fana v'imikak klom. But if it's common names, so then you could call them as long as your father's not there. If your father's in the room, you still shouldn't call it. But if your father's not there, so I don't know what the distinction is. How uncommon? What about a name like, I don't know, Yisachar is a name people use, not as common as others. You know, so what's common, what's uncommon? Unclear. Rambam seems to say very common names. I guess people would say if they hear the name and they wouldn't like oh that's unusual, right? Something like that. They wouldn't have that reaction. Okay, Viter. Ibai Lahu, Rabbi Zera, Varaba Barav Masna, Heimnaya Adif. Which is greater? Rabbi Zera Charif Umaksha. Rabbi Zera has the power of being sharp and asking. Varaba Barav Masna Matunu Masik. He is very patient. So which is greater? Someone who could ask all the kashas, the one who is patient and comes to maskanis. So the Meiri says that no matter what you answer to this question, mikol makom bizmanim elu, in our day and age, ha'achron chaviv. The later one, the one who is matunu masik is better. Klal gadol belimut, sheyeda hatalmid, achar shashana, masha'ala biyado biko mashashana. Well, you have to know, Lemaisa, when we step out away from the Gemara, we have to know, okay, what did we get out of the Gemara? V'yisvoch ala klalim sheyatsulo misham bekabolas harav aroy lisvoch alav. V'chafetz Hashem b'yodo yatzliach, amen, says the Meiri. Therefore, in our day and age, wonderful to have lamdas, but you also have to have people who could just give over the Gemara in a clear way. So the Gemara here, at least in those days, did not answer the question and says, Teku. Tishbi Atareitz, Kushes Vabayos. That's a beautiful lead-in to Bet Hashem, what we start tomorrow. And that is, as the Chavetz Chaim says, as we mentioned, Tishbi Atareitz, Kushes Vabayos. The Chavetz Chaim says, it's an Achrayus. So now, why the Chavetz Chaim loved Dafyomi? Because he called Rameir Milablin the Rebbe Dafyomi. Why? And he was so, one of the reasons he was so excited about it was because it forced people to learn Kachim. It forced people to learn Masechtas that otherwise they wouldn't learn. Because, you know, everybody learns the certain Masechtas. But Kachim, it says the Chavetz Chaim, he wrote a whole, we're gonna see the Chavetz Chaim, a lot of the Achronim on Kachim. The Chavetz Chaim was the one that put it all together in a Sefer. He wrote a Hakdama. There's four different Achronim, it's on Kachim. We'll get to them, tomorrow. Chavetz Chaim wrote a whole Hakdama to that because he felt it was so important to learn Kachim. And he says, Tishbi Yitaris Kushis Vabayas. Elyonov, he's not gonna tell you what it says, Befeirish and Zachim Dav Beis. He's not going to tell you that. He's going to say, what do you mean? You had that for 2,000 years. I'm only going to look at that the Teku Sefer. I'm going to give you all the answers to the questions that were left unanswered for me. But I'm not going to tell you what it says Mefurish in Gemara and Rambam. So therefore, that is our job. Hashem, part of one of the most important things that we're going to be doing, Beth Hashem, over the next 2 years is the Yesodos. The basic Yesodos of Kachim. That's the first and foremost. Once we do that, hopefully we'll have some lum. This also will appreciate the Karbanis. But hopefully we'll be able to approach Hakrava, Karbanos, and all the details, not in a scared way, but hopefully in a more comfortable way. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata Deshmaya as we, Baruch Hashem, those who have been with us for a number of years, been zochet to finish really four Siddurim in Shas Bavli. It's really unbelievable, two-thirds. Kodesh Baruch Hu is mizakeh us, and through our learning, Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us the strength and give our wives the strength and give our families the strength to continue to being Tamar Bitz Torah. And go Michael Ochoyo, Bezos Hashem. Amen.